One of the many lessons taught here about having a happy life is to be generous. And this is one of our public service announcements about generosity that I'm about to give you now. Traditionally, in my experience, generosity has been difficult. Not because I didn't want to give, but from fear of not having enough. Not having enough food, not having enough money to live, not having enough time. So as an adult, as I started becoming more comfortable, being able to afford more things, it took a long time before I felt I had enough to share. And my dad passed away a while back, and with his passing, I wanted to do something with this My Kadampa community to honor his memory. I was not quite sure what that was, and I thought about it for a long time. Then I found out that of the 21 Tara statues, which are adorning our altar there, that there were 3.5 more Tara statues available to be sponsored, and it seemed like a perfect fit. As an added bonus, it was Sacadawa month. Perfect timing. I had a way to honor my dad's memory, and we were able to dedicate it on a day where those blessings were multiplied millions of times over. Our Kadampa Center community will benefit for all the future. Now, there are 2.5 statues left for sponsorship. If you're considering sponsoring one, either in memory of or to honor someone or just to sponsor, I encourage you to speak to Venerable Chukyula today. With our next holy day just over a week away, it would be perfect timing to dedicate. And I just want to close with a quote from Winston Churchill. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. Thank you.
Thank you. So the Inspiring Generosity Committee just hopes that you hear something this morning over the entire program that transforms your lives. Thank you so much for having the desire to be here and to make a positive contribution to the world.
Hello. Happy Sunday. If you've never been here before, Geshe-la will be coming into the Gampa from this section. He's our resident teacher. And if you would please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And then you'll see people prostrating. And if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you can just remain standing. There's nothing wrong with that, absolutely. And then we will be saying some prayers from this white prayer book. There's only one prayer book. It's at the end of the pew if you're sitting at a pew. And on the first base sheet, and then on the next sheet, which is the first pink sheet. If you have cell phones, if you'll please turn them off or, you know, keep them on, just mute them. And we will be streaming. I think we might be streaming right now. So, yes, if Geshe-la opens the floor for questions or comments, would you please wait till someone passes you the microphone? Because no matter how loud you speak, the people online can't hear you. You know, even if you yell so that a whole building can hear, they can't hear you. Geshe-la has asked me, he'll probably say this himself today, but it's a wonderful purification practice to circumambulate the stupa, the white and gold structure that's outside. Right over there, clockwise, and on the way to and from there's a row of prayer wheels, and that's it looks like that one right there, like that brown wooden one, and it's full of mantras, so it's also a very good purification practice. So he told us that would be very good to very skillful to do those two things. Is there anything else that I've forgotten? No, that's it. Okay, all right. So please turn to the first base sheet and the white prayer book. If you're sitting in the pew, it's at the end of the pew. And let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra 3 times. Then the right below that, the 4 immeasurables in English. And then right below that, the 4 immeasurables in Tibetan. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om ne mune ma. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Page to the first pink sheet. At the bottom, there are two mantras. So let's chant Chen Reisig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tara's mantra right above that 7 times, keeping in mind the people on the prayer list and also those in your hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Good morning. So today I thought it'll be nice to maybe to do Tonglen meditation, Tonglen meditations, because recent tragedy, you know, in where like some part of Europe, like Ukraine. So not just that, no, not probably in our life, you know, that's all. Most of the time, that's not. I think tragedy every day, you know. So like somebody dying or somebody losing something, some loved one. So the reason, reason for doing this. First, did I say good morning? the morning has to be good to do it all in practice. Or so then I think not just no, just this occasion, probably no, in the down the road, it will give you some idea, you know, some idea. So then, you know, like somebody lose, you know, some loved one that, you know, that could be your friend, your friend's friends, you know, your family friends. So usually how, what people say, I send my thought, how you say, how you say if somebody lose, someone, one of your friends lose somebody, then you write card, postcard, then you say, you are in my thoughts and prayer, then my thought is, I'm sending my thought. I'm sending you a good thought. Then what else? I'm sending you a good thought. Sympathy, all of that. So I think, you know, very much related to tonglen practice. So the tonglen practice teaches us, you know, how to do that, how to do that. It's not just, it's more than simple word. So then you know, according to tonglen practice, whenever you send something, whether it's like your sympathy, your positive thought, your prayer, How you send, according to Tonglen prayers, you send out of love, loving kindness. Out of loving kindness. Oh, that's called Tong. Send, you know, or give. Tong. Len is take. If you're a mother, you do that all the time. If you're a mother, you do that all the time. Like, you know. Or if it's possible, practically, you do without second a doubt, but you do that mental all the time, you know, you take, or children, you know, like difficulty you take, you know, you wish that could be you. This very much sounds like, you know, taking. You know. So then according to Tonglen practice, how that's been done not out of fear, not out of, you know, fear or obligation or like anxiety, or is done out of compassion. That's how you take. Out of compassion. It's different. If you take something out of fear, it hurts. It hurts. If you take out of compassion, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt because that's the strength. There's no. That I want to do that. No, it's not like I have to do. So there's like taking out of compassion, it doesn't hurt, no. Taking out of fear, obligation, then it goes on and on. So then all this, then that's how we get hurt. But taking out of compassion, so, so this morning, so this probably, anybody who remembers this Tonglen practice, so I thought maybe we'll chant. So rest, you can meditate. So that's why we are chanting. When we chant, six sambo shene songs, no, say the gentle word from your mouth. That's what I'm saying. They're saying, say the gentle word from your mouth. Six sambo shene songs. Six word, sambo means gentle. Shell, that's like honorific for mouth, you know, shell, sum means say. Saying the gentle word from your mouth. And that's in the same time, reflecting the gentle meaning of that word. So then that become meditations, good meditations. So what do you think? So I think we'll do that. So then we'll chant, if you know how to chant, so you can, you know, join. If not, then just think. Doing this, you know, it's like almost like writing a sympathy card to those, you know, it's like there's children there. No, there are children in there. So, then sending out of loving kindness, taking out of compassion. So, not to yourself, to this, no. Maybe it may take a little while to really understand that, but when you say taking out of compassion, what you are taking, no, you are taking their happiness. That's not a good thing to take. And what you are taking is there, you know, there are miserable conditions. So then taking on not only yourself, taking on this, you know, self-centered attitude, self-cherishing mind, which is considered as a chronic disease, That's why we don't feel good. That's why we don't feel good. That disease has never been healed. That's the source of all the sufferings. My way or highway, that kind of attitude. It's all about me. You know, there's nothing for you. That attitude is, according to Mahayana teachings, that attitude is dictating us. That's the one destroying all our happiness. So when you take miserable conditions, then you take and pile on that. The debt needs to go sooner or later. Needs to go. Long as we remain under the control of that attitude, there will be no really happiness. So when you take, then you can pile on that. Not only yourself, on that. So then, if you are having difficulties doing the taking part, just leave that. Leave that. Just set that aside. So just send. So that's done out of loving kindness. So we are going to chant then, welcome to join. You can meditate or you can chant. Probably take like 5 minutes.
The Tonglen meditation is
right under the
Four Measurables in Tibetan that we just chanted on the first base sheet.
Yeah, you are welcome to read. Not that you have to read. You are welcome to read. Oh, yeah. Tēnā jē jē Lāma dōjē jē
Yeah.
So then we'll now begin with the meditations, or we'll do some meditation, okay. So here, you know, when you learn, you know, this, you know, there's a number of different meditations I already introduced here at the center. So then doing this, you know, like meditation that's been introduced, yeah, many times. So, but doing this at the center every Sunday, so if there's no new people, you know, every Sunday there are some new people comes, so then it benefits them. So now, so once you learn, you know, then please, you know, share, and you can teach other people. So then, like, it's like lighting one candle, then that candle lights another candle, then they light another candle, that's how. Then at least from your side, whatever meditation that I didn't introduce here is already been taught. It's not like that I just made it up last night, you know, it's not like that. So I don't know what to say on the Sunday morning, so I just made it up, it's not like that. So whatever I've, you know, introduced meditation here, it's already been taught. I just simply repeat that, you know. Does not mean that I do that meditations. So that's also very important to understand. Whatever I teach does not mean that I do. That's not simply not true. But you can think that, you know, he tries. That's good. That's right. I try. That's right. That's correct. So I try, you know. So then you should try too. You should try. Why you should try? It is, no, but you don't have to try. Why I should try, why you should try, it's beneficial. That's what they say, it's beneficial. It benefits. It's beneficial. It benefits. So if you do, it's beneficial. If you don't want to benefit yourself, then you don't have to do. So then at least from your side, that you are explaining some meditation to someone who has interest about meditation, at least from your side, there's something to feel good about, that you are instruction that you are passing down is, you know, it has originated in thousands of years, you know, so it has root. So there's something to feel good about this, at least passing down some instructions. If the people, they want to find, they can find. Find the books that's been written 1,000 years ago, some of them written 600 years ago, they can find if they want to look. They can find whatever you say, they can find in that book. But the only thing is that you can email the author. The author doesn't have email account, so you can call them, no phone number. That's the only downside. So this nine round breathing meditations, okay? Nine round breathing meditations. So reason, some of you know, then simply, you know, like reminding, you know. And someone who are, you are here first time, then you are just learning. So this nine round breathing meditation, I think it's, you know, it's good to do. It's good to do. So, purpose of this nine round breathing meditation is to get rid of. Get rid of, you know, to negative energy. Negative energy. every single thought comes with energy. Every single thought comes with energy. You cannot separate them. You cannot separate. It's like rides on energy like horse. They rise on there. They ride on that. Lung, same. Same, that mind or thought. Lung, energy. Jubachik. They go together. You know, they don't like, oh, mind goes, then after 5 minutes, then energy comes. It's not like that. It goes together. So then, how the negative, this is all for knowledge, okay? This is all for knowledge. Then after they will do meditations. How the negative energy has been created? So say, imbalance energy, that's considered negative energy, imbalance. How the energy get imbalance? Naturally, generally speaking, you can talk about balance, imbalance, it's just energy. So the energy do get balance, do get imbalance. So then how the energy become imbalance? Well, that means that energy has been completely wasted. That energy is just junk. Just junk. Now, how the energy been wasted, this is very important. This is all for sake of knowledge. Now, so for sake of knowledge. So I'm hoping that you will explain this meditation to someone else. So that's what I'm explaining here. So how the energy been wasted, how that's called, in the negative energy, dig deeper, imbalance energy. Then how does energy get imbalanced? Mind, thought. Could be balanced, well balanced, could be imbalanced. So what do you mean imbalance or balance? Thought is not flexible. Flexible. Thought that's very tight. So energy is very tight. That's the definition of imbalance. Imbalanced thought, imbalanced energy means imbalanced thought means that thought is not flexible. It's not like rubber. You can twist here, you can twist right. It's not like that. You cannot twist. You cannot do anything. It's just, you know, it's just like hard as like metal. You can twist. Even though you wish to twist, you can twist. But you can prevent them. You can prevent them. Once it arises, it's not easy to twist. So there's imbalance. So many examples. No, many examples. Could be your idea. You're uptight with your idea, your desire, your view. Could be very simple things. No, moving this here to here. Not being flexible. No, it has to be here. That thought is imbalance. No, so the energy that goes with that is imbalance. Why is imbalance? Because it's wasted. Because somebody moved this from here to there, all the happiness is gone. So like that's the example. Uptight with Donkey Donut. Uptight with Donkey Donut. Go to Nepal. That's not Donkey Donut. So, you know, not being flexible. French fry. No, I'm not sure French fry. So I myself is uptight with the chocolate chip, warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. So you can't find, you know, in Nepal, and the impossible. So not being flexible, no? Or it has to have this particular toothbrush, not all the toothbrush. The purpose of toothbrush is to wash your teeth. But that's not good enough. It has to be that brand. So then for that, doesn't matter driving around. But all the energy being wasted like that. Okay, that's just an example. I'm giving you just an example. So that's called imbalanced mind. Then energy becomes imbalanced. Then many of them is wasted. The mind is wasted, energy is wasted. So where the energy go, where the energy goes, it doesn't go to living room, it goes to your channel. How many channels there, according to Vajrayana teaching, there's like 72,000 channels in our body. So that's where they go. If you don't clean them up, what it does, it causes physical discomfort. Then that contributes to mental discomfort. So then your world will become upside down. See, so that's why this 9-round breathing meditation is to get rid of them. This is a technique they use, meditator use to get rid of, you know, this negative energy. So then what I also said, something extra that's not been said in the text, if the stress is form of negative energy, so maybe this may help. If the stress is form of negative energy, if the stress is caused by uptight mind, imbalanced mind, so then this meditation also could help you to get rid of, you know, stress too. So that's something that I added there, so it's not in the text. So in order to add that on, so first we have to understand is stress is part of negative energy, or is this totally two different things? If it's a part of negative energy, so then this meditation should help, you know, because this whole meditation is about how to get rid of negative energy from your systems. In this case, system is from your, through your channels, out of your channels. So that's the explanation about this 9-round breathing meditation. So first what we'll do, any breathing meditation is important, you know, it's important because if you do, but you don't have to do, but if you do, it's beneficial. So when you do, then it's good to do it well. Otherwise, why you do? Doesn't make sense. So then in order to do that well, so there's, you know, some kind of physical also requirement. Comfortable cushions, then it's important to sit straight. So it's especially the back. Why? Because if there's a lu body, trong means, you know, straight. Almost like uncooked Italian pasta, like that. So then channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, energy will run through smoothly. That's it. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all. Not because you go to Kadamba Center, that's what you do. It's not like that. That's all. That because body is straight, channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, the energy will run through smoothly. That's the part of your meditation. That's what you're doing. It's like, you know, trying to get rid of these negative energies. Okay? So that's why. So first you use your left hand. So then left hand, then block your left nostril. Then inhale from your right nostril, long, slow. When you inhale, you count one. Each time when you inhale, count one. 9 round, there will be 3 round. Each round, 3 breathing, then 9 round, okay? Your left finger, close your left nostril, then long, slow. Then block your same hand, finger, then block the right nostril. So then again, then, so I'm moving my head, but it's not, you are not supposed to move your head like this, but, you know, so I'm not sure why I'm doing this. So anyway, we'll start again. You are not supposed to do this and that, so I'm doing this, that, but you don't. So if you are doing this, that, because you are looking at me, so that's wrong. So I'm not sure why I'm doing this. I'm not sure. I'm not supposed to do. Okay, well, let's try. Long, slow. Oh yeah, that's the first round. Okay, that's the first round. Now the second round. Each time, how you can tell, it begins with inhale, it ends with the exhale. That's how you tell. When you inhale, that's one. Exhale, inhale, that's two. Exhale, inhale, that's three. Finish. Then exhale, that's finish. So now, right hand, second round, the right hand, block the right nostril, block the right nostril, then inhale. Then that's the same. Rest the same. Inhale, long, slow. The second round. So now third round, not from the mouth, from the nostril, both nostril. Now begin with inhale, end with exhale, okay? So this is called 9-round breathing meditations. It's clear? Yeah. So then please share. If someone of your friends is really stressed out, you know, just introduce them. Don't need to say any prayer. Don't have to be Buddhist, don't have to be believer, don't have to be a religious person. If you have stress, that's what it's for. If you have mind, this is what the meditation is for. So, yeah, this meditation is for, if you have mind, then it's going to be beneficial. it's not like when you go to store buying something, you're not sure. Special for me, you know, I have no idea. So then, no, it's for like male or female. You know, so that's all like anything that's 2 or 3 more thing. yesterday I was going with Steve, the lady that, you know, when I first came to this country, I stayed with them 9 years. So, and, you know, and just looking around, then there's one nice little backpack. And I asked her, is it for men or women? And then she says, it's for one who has shoulder. So I said, good, very good. You answer very well. So I said, this is for someone who has shoulder. So this meditation is for someone who has mind, not for just for Buddhists. Oh yeah. So now the second meditation, you know, like this, just normal breathing meditations. Okay, breathing meditations that begin with exhale. No, it begin with exhale, end with the inhale. So 9-round breathing meditation begin with inhale, it end with exhale. So the normal breathing meditation begin with exhale, end with inhale. Make sense? Oh, yeah. So this is like according to the text, it says no namto gunyimbo. Namto means like the mind, you know, like say continuously creating stories called namto, you know. So this meditation is supposed to stop that. Stop this. It's supposed to mute the mind. Oh, not mute. I'm not sure. Like, not completely mute, but mute what their mind is talking about. Not just completely mute, no, that's impossible. So this 21 breathing meditations, if you are very first time here, no, looking for some kind of meditations, this is also good to do. So begin with 9 round breathing meditations. So then 21 breathing meditations is quite simple, you know. You just exhale, then inhale. That's one. That's two. So, but at the same time, should not move head like this. You know, this I'm not sure why I'm doing this. But eventually, it has to be very natural. So right now, at the beginning, we may put some extra effort, but that's okay. But at the end, it has to be very natural. Why? Because we do breathe in and out. 21,000 times a day. 21,000 times a day we breathe in and out. It's not like we never breathe and we are learning how to breathe. It's not like that. We breathe so like 21,000 times a day. So now here, this could serve two purposes. One is to mute. The mind is talking about certain things. So to mute that, how to control that, stop that. Another one is to help you to develop concentrations. So before we do meditation, maybe I should explain a little bit. Why that you and I, why we don't experience calm mind, peaceful mind all the time? Why? Because lack of concentrations. There's no concentrations. That's why. Calm mind, peaceful mind produced by concentrations. It's not produced by simple wish. It's produced by concentrations. What that means, the concentration is the king, that rules the mind, that controls the mind. Someday, concentration, same mind, ongjur, control. That is like king. It's like not just, one person can control one person. No, there's a minister. It's like king. It controls all the minds, not just one person. One person controlling one person. There's like different levels of minister has no certain power and only control that. The king controls everything. Someday, so the concentrations rules, concentrations like kings, they rules all the mind. They rule all the mind. If you just live there, it's going to be like firm as a mountain. It won't move. That means very steady. It won't move. If you just let it be, it will be like firm as a mountain. It's not going to be like a piece of paper that's just hanging and like wind blowing here and there, up, down. And it's not like, mine is not going to be like that. It's going to be like mountain, huge mountain. No matter what, it won't move. Doesn't matter. It won't move. That's how you enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind. So now, that's the purpose of that meditation is just to enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind. That's it. That's it. No more, no less. That's it. Why you concentrate? Oh, I want to enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind. That's why. Not because I'm Buddhist. Not because I come to Kadamba Center. Not because my friend does. No, not at all. Not at all. I want to make my mind calm and peaceful. How I do? First, you have to learn how to control your mind. I think the hippies, their thought, controlling mind is like taking drugs. But that turns out it's kind of wrong. So then they learn, that's how they learn Dharma. They travel very far. All kind of artists and all kind of people, they went all the way to Asia. So they are the one who brought Asian philosophy or whatever you call Dharma or Buddhism, they are the one who brought it to the West. They are the one who brought it to the West. I'm not sure, like, some people say when you do drugs, then you can stay in one piece of leaf hours and hours. So now the question is, are you aware? Are you fully aware what you're looking, or are you just drunk, or completely confused, or just you are hallucinated? If you're hallucinated, that's not concentration. Concentration means you have to be fully alert, fresh, wide awake, you know, wide awake. It's not like, you know, like, it's not like that. So if that does like that, you know, fully aware, you know exactly what you're doing, you are fully aware, so that could be concentration. Other than that, then I think hallucination. So hallucination, you know. So anyway, so that's why, you know, concentrate, okay? So concentrate. This meditation will serve two purposes. So someday, only jabud, shana, miyo, ri, omboshins. It's going to be like, if you just let it be, it's going to be firm as mountain, firm as mountain. If you let it go, it's the only thing, something positive. It will never ever think something negative. If you just let it go, it just think positive. Or, Tama gave me bakunaju, losing listen to me, the changes, result. The result of that is physical pliancy, mental pliancy. That's the result. That's the result. Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, if you are inspired by that meditation, then please do that meditation. I myself did that meditation. Oh, so then you can also do. Lama Tsongkhapa didn't say you must do, you have to do. Didn't say that. I did myself. No, if you are interested, you can do the same as I did. No, it will be beneficial. So this meditation serves two purposes. Okay. So we'll do 21 times. No, then same as like 9 round breathing meditation. You can do multiple times. You can do one time. You can take break. You can do another one. Same this 21 breathing meditation, you can do one, then you can do another time, or multiple times. So we'll do this, you know, slow, we'll do this 21 times. It begins with jung, exhale. Inhale, that's one. If you are very new, then you can say, I am about to breathe in. I am breathing in. My breathing in is complete. I'm about to exhale. I'm exhaling now. My exhalation is complete. So the same. The more word, probably, you know, more word, you know, is probably less word. Word is better. Actually, less word is better because less word means less distractions. So if you are very beginning, so you can do that, you know. Then again, inhale, exhale, okay. So, then one extra thing, you know, if you find out that your mind is kind of disturbed for some reason, then when you exhale a little bit forcefully. Then imagine that disturbing thoughts disappear in the space for good. Then inhale. Or you can also conjoin that visualizations. Inhale, positive energies. Exhale, negative energies. Okay? So we'll do this 21 times. Okay? Oh, yes. There's now a couple more minutes left, so I would like to... I've been talking about compassion in the last couple of months. So... So there's two, please help me, there's two words I want to translate that into English, but my English is not good. I'll say in Tibetan, so then explain word by word, then please you put it together, okay? If you can, you put it together. So this is about compassion, and love and compassion, so... Then isn't that wonderful that you can say, somebody asks, what do you practice? I practice love. I practice loving kindness. That's what I believe. What do you believe? I believe in loving kindness. What do you practice? I practice loving kindness. Are you a practitioner? You can say, yes, I'm a practitioner of loving kindness. Are you a yogi? Yes, I'm a yogi. I know, like, I do, like, I say, yoga means practice, right? Yoga doesn't mean physical movements. No, there's physical practice. Yoga simply means, the Sanskrit word means practice. So, a practice. What the, in Sanskrit, if someone knows Sanskrit here, I think Sanskrit is called bhakti, bhakti. But can mean, if you probably search, you know, they have all kinds of meanings, so, but no, I think that's word, loving kindness is like bhakti. So, you can say, I practice bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. You can say, I practice karuna yoga. That means compassion. That's my practice. That's what I believe. That's what I do. No, and happily. Not just to happily do. So, that's why see, I've been also saying that. No, happy to do. Not just do. Happy to do. Then whatever you do, you know, whatever and it's a positive thing, whatever positive thing you do, it's like that's like spark. That's like spark. Then you know, like self-discipline makes that spark flame into flame. Self-discipline, not just somebody disciplining you. That's not quite good. But you come up with your own, you know, discipline, no self-discipline. So that's very true. If there's no self-discipline, no progress. If there's like physical, it's a health, no progress. It's a diet, no progress. Self-discipline is important, no? It's important. the geese, they survive based on water, right? Similarly, they're saying, monastic, in my monastery, they're saying, Thapadik, so all the monks should be also survive based on discipline. Discipline? That means self-discipline, that's much better. But we do have, whenever we get together like this, we have discipliner. They go walks around all the time, not just one, you know. He has higher seat, he can see everybody. And if somebody's talking, then he comes there, you know, so tells you not to talk. If somebody's napping, then I'm not sure, out of loving kindness, I'm not sure, but very gently. picks you up like this. So then Tibet people used to put butter there. Because Tibet is very dark, there's no light. There's like, you are talking about like 10,000 or 15,000 monks. In India, you are talking a couple thousand. Can you imagine that, you know, like, that part there, like some kind of like kerosene lamp in the middle. There you can hardly see them, so then, you know, they do little monks, they put a lot of butter there. So then this believer came, you know, can't really touch, his kind of slips. self-discipline, huh? Self-discipline. Kind of forgot to link what I've been saying. Not just do, happy to do. So then whatever you do, something good, it's a spark. The self-discipline, it makes the flame. Happy to do, that attitude, technically it's called a joyful effort, not just effort. It's not just effort, it's joyful effort, no? Happy to do, no? It's not just honey do list. Honey do. So I thought that this, I completely misunderstood that. I said maybe like all the list is kind of sweet as honey. So I kind of misunderstood. That's what I thought, no, honey do list. So then say, happy to do. Then you know, you could become honey too. Happy to do. So that is like win. That increase the power of fire. That increase the power of fire. Happy to do, joyful effort. That win element, that kind of like increase the power of flame, you know, flame. Then, you know, yeah, then that's much, much easier. Much easier. Everything can done easily, much, much easily. So I've been talking about, you know, so each one of us has responsibility, you know, how to promote, importance of compassion, loving kindness, not just important of Buddhism or Christianity. So it's been done throughout history. So now, what we need to do, we need to encourage people, you know, like importance of compassion, importance of loving kindness. That's what we need. That's how you nurture yourself. It's very, this, you know, like, that's how that those mind suits you. So now there's two things before the time runs out. So I'm going to say in Tibetan, but then explain word by word. Then please, you try to help me to put into sentence. Then I can use that frequently, you know, at the class. Okay. There's a number of them. Chamba chimbu, oh chamba, loving kindness. Loving kindness, like love or kindness, loving chamze. Chamba means usually love. Chamba means love. Oh. That's how we say in Tibetan, chamba means love. Chamba chembo, no, not just love, great love. Oh. Not just bhakti, it's like mahabhakti. It's like great love. Oh. Chamba chembo, okay, so now this word, chamba chembo, so now need to create a sentence. Chamba chembo, dokun. Drowa literally means migrator. Migrator, those who migrate means moves. No? Or maybe you can say sentient beings, or it doesn't matter. So senje, or you can say senje. If you want to learn Tibetan, you can say senje. Chamba chembo, or drokun. Dro, migrator. Kun means all, not just one. Not just American beings, no. Not just Tibetan beings, all beings, all humans. Not just, no, my human or our human. There's not all human. Chamba chembo, chamba lob chembo great. Dokun is all beings. Dokun delagu. That part is not sure how to translate. De happiness. De delagu means no. De that leads to all beings to happiness. So something simple, something simple that I can memorize, something short. So see now, this is really like, it doesn't say, oh, the compassion makes you Buddhist. Didn't say like that. This leads you to happiness. That's all it says. It doesn't say it leads you Buddhist. This leads you to Christianism. It doesn't say. It says that leads you to happiness. So that's much bigger. Goal. If you are, you know, thinking about happiness, oh, compassion does that. Oh, chamba chembo dogun delagui. Oh, so now the second sentence, tuje chembo. That's like karuna. Tuje means karuna, means compassion. Chembo same maha karuna. Oh, the great compassion, or you could say universal compassion. So it has to begin from somewhere. You are not going to have, right from the beginning, you are not going to have universal compassion. There's a process. Fear. Kun, all fear, not just one fear, all fear. Chop, protect. Protect? Oh, see, who said that? When they said? Long time ago. That's why we are learning how to develop compassion, how to mature in compassion. That's why. Because compassion protects from all fear. So now you need to think how the fear has been generated. Then from there you can tell, if I generate universal compassion, I will be free from all fear. That's how it makes sense, you know. How the fear has been generated. It has cause. How the fear has been generated, whatever fear is, been generated. So this true sentence, then please know, you don't have to tell me now, so then I think eventually please tell me, so how to say in English correctly. Some other text, then what it says, Chamche me shedang pujin se. Chamche, great compare, love. Chamche, great loving kindness, great. Chamche is like fire. Chamche me shedang, anger, hatred. It's like firewood. That fire will burn that firewood. Chamche me shedang pujin se. It will burn. That firewood is like considered as anger, but the loving kindness is like fire. It will burn the anger. This is all beautiful word. So that's the true friend. When you have compassion, some people surround you, they're completely safe. As American, Tibetan, Indian, doesn't matter. They are completely safe. So that's why, long time ago, there's a number of reasons why Buddhism disintegrated in India. One, the condition is like war. From Turkey came, there'd been a lot of that holy site and destroyed a lot of monks and been slaughtered, killed. At that time, or maybe not long after that, somebody wrote journal. In that journal, they say, at that time people feel so bad because when they're killing monks, they don't harm you back. They are peaceful people. This whole life they dedicated for, meditation compassion. So they are kind of like shocked. Usually, when you go to war, when you kill somebody, will, if there's possible, they will kill you back. But these people, they say, it's like they don't do anything. They just sit there. So that's like, their practice. So they're kind of like, they realize that, these people are very harmless people. So that's because they're simply what they believe, what they practice. So they don't believe in harming any living beings at all. So that's why, it's important. So that's why I've been talking about that last couple of, months. So talking about importance of compassion. So then, so now doing meditation on compassion, is that fun? Yeah. See, we say, I don't like to exercise. I'm not sure how many people say, I do like to exercise. I'm not sure. I'm not the one. I'm not one of them. So maybe there are people like say, I like to exercise. But people do say, I feel great when I exercise. People say, I don't like to drink kale juice. When I do, I feel great. It's very interesting, no? Very interesting, mentally, psychologically, very interesting. But you do feel great, but in the initial step, you don't like to do. Could be the same, I don't like to do meditation, but when I do, I feel great. It's like liberating. So I've been thinking, so when I talk to people, I listen very carefully, to learn the word, and one, how they say things, no? So they said, people say, no, I don't like to drink kale juice that I make, I don't like to drink, but I feel great when I drink. Oh, maybe, no. So now there's like, so how's about if you can say, I like to do exercise. So then you are doing that happily. Then, after that, no, because you feel great, probably much greater. Like to eat, but doesn't feel good. Like to eat ice cream at midnight. Like to eat ice cream. Open the refrigerator, eat like ice cream, but don't feel good. two different things, which is sweet, but you don't feel good. One that you don't like to do, but you feel good. So very interesting, the mind is thinking. So, not just doing, happy to do, happy to meet it. So, you and me, all of us, responsibilities, to promote the importance of compassion, loving kindness. Therefore, I've been saying that please think about how to create beautiful meditations. Something that everybody will know, not like complicated word, like something that's important, just about compassion. So there will be great service for humanity. If all of us practice compassion, I'm not going to hurt you. You are not going to hurt me. I feel secure. You feel secure. So that's what we need. The world will be a better place to live if everybody practices compassion. All the problems that occur, not lack of religious institutions. There's not many people that believe in religion. It's not like that. There's a handful of people that believe in religion. It's not like lack of a church, Buddhist center. It's not like, lack of teachings. What's lacking is loving kindness, compassion. That's what's lacking. So now, even said that, okay, now time is way over. Let me say one more thing, then I'll stop. Love definition. How you define love definition? Love. When I say I love you, what I'm saying that I will be there. I will help you if you are struggling to get something to be happy. I'll be there to help you. That's what it means. I love you. I have compassion. That means if you are struggling to overcome from something for happiness, overcome from something, some kind of difficulties for happiness, I will be there to help you to overcome that, overcome from that. So that's the meaning of compassion. So then it's kind of get a little bit tricky in America, in the Western world. So when you say, I love pizza, so I'm not sure what that really means. So then the definition will change, I'm not sure. So like if you say that in Tibet, it will be very strange. It's like very strange, people say think you are crazy. So anyway, so sewa means no, sewa, that's love. Ga means no, I like pizza, the same, that not strange. I like pizza, I like no cheesecake. There's no normal that you say I like. But when you say, I love it, so then the meaning change, I'm not sure, cheesecake, struggling to achieve something, to be happy, I'm not sure. So, cheesecakes, worried that you are going to eat them or then you help them, I'm not sure. So, I love it, I love. So then the meaning change, So that's the definition of love, you know. Be there, to help you to get whatever you're looking for, to be happy. Be there, I'll be there when you're struggling to overcome from something that you don't like, you know. So like, I'll be there, you know, to help you. Then I say, I have compassion. So then that's good. That's the definitions. So then based on those definitions, then if you can create, you know, beautiful meditations, so that helps, you know. As I said, doesn't have to be Buddhist. Doesn't have to be Buddhism. Doesn't have to be Christianity. It's simply how to do meditation on compassion and how to do meditation on love and kindness. That's all. Once you have that, your life will be nurtured and you'll grow. Not just yourself, and it benefits all living beings, Bird in your backyard, squirrel in your backyard, all kind of animals, they get benefit, and they get benefit. I'm not sure how much they get benefit if I'm reciting prayer. I'm not sure. But if I practice loving kindness, they'll get benefit. No, so that allows me, more likely they'll get something to eat, more likely they'll get something to drink. It's hard to teach them Buddhism. Anyway, you can teach them, but you can give them something. You can give them something. So then, when over time, they are even not afraid of you at all. The beginning, they are very afraid. Over time, they are even not afraid of you. So they know that you are not going to hurt them. So see, so that's the beautiful thing. That's the beautiful things. Is it Buddhism? That's not Buddhism. That's simply loving kindness, compassion. Do they recognize that Buddhism? I don't think so. So this is good. That's what we need to do. Okay. So then with that, I'll stop here. So time is like way over. It's supposed to stop 10:05. Now it's like 10:16. Thank you. Yeah. Have a nice weekend.